It's the Frontline Theater. Frontline Theater presents a madcap story of a madcap family, the Tuttles of Tahiti, starring Charles Lawton, Florence Bates, Charles Bickford, and John Hall, with intermission music by Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiians. A hearty welcome to Frontline Theater, men. This is your theater, and every performance is presented especially for you, the men and women of the United Nations. Tonight's offering is a play with a tropical background in which the members of the Tuttle family of Tahiti play the principal parts. But before we begin the play itself, here are Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiians with a curtain raiser.
Hello, hello, Hawaii, la. Hale, ka, lehu, la. Hale, wa, hi, li, na, ni, la. Oh, mauna, ke, a. Hila, hila, o, maui, la. Hale, ro, de, la, ni, la. Hale, wa, hi, li, na, ni, la. Oh, hale, a, ka, la. Oh, oh, o, a, hu, la. Hale, ka, I, li, ma, la.
Thank you, Harry Owens. And now, Act One of the Tuttles of Tahiti, with Charles Lawton as Jonas Tuttle, John Hall as Chester, Charles Bickford as Dr. Blondin, and Florence Bates as Emily Tayo. Dr. Blondin tells the story.
A strange, a fantastic family, the Tuttles. Even here in Tahiti, where unusual things are sometimes the rule. Sons, daughters, a whole flock of grandchildren. I never really counted them all. And they were mighty excited the night the Chester Tuttle came home. Chester had been away for 3 years, sailing the seas. But that night he'd returned quite unexpectedly. And all the Tuttles, young, old, and indefinable, were crowded about him.
Wonderful.
I wouldn't know you, Chester.
He's grown so tall.
Chester, my son, to have you home again.
I'm glad to be home, Jonas.
So late at night, how'd you get here, Chester?
Manu drove me out, Nate. For nothing.
Why not? I've had good times here at Vaipopo.
We ought to have a celebration now. It isn't every day Chester comes home.
We can't. We haven't any money.
No money, Grandma? And things haven't changed since I went away.
I don't know what we'll do. We haven't even got any furniture left to sell.
There's the money we saved to pay Dr. Blondin.
We can't touch that money. Jonas, you here?
No, Mama.
We couldn't anyway. It's gone.
Ricky!
Jonas betted on a cockfight against Emily Tayo.
What's the difference? Even if we had the money, there's no gas in the car.
Chester, you wouldn't have any money, would you?
Only a couple of francs, Jonas. The boat I was signed on struck a hurricane south of the line, and we had to abandon her.
You were shipwrecked?
Yeah. We were 2 days in an open boat getting in a Nukuhivo. The captain wanted to get a tow for the Charlotte. That was the old tub's name, the Charlotte. We couldn't find her again when we went out. I guess she sank in another storm.
Oh, it must have been awful.
Oh, it was. And I had to leave my chest. with all the presents I had for you.
Oh, that's too bad, Chester.
But I did save something. And your worries are over. We'll pay Dr. Blondin. We'll buy new furniture. And we'll never have to think about fishing again. I brought back something that's going to make us all rich.
You see, Mama, we've nothing to worry about. Chester, what is it? What did you bring?
A fighting cock, Jonas. The toughest bird I could find in Frisco. Yes, Ricky?
You said we'd all be rich and we wouldn't have to fish anymore.
That's right.
But we're going fishing.
Well, look, Ricky. You know that fighting bird I brought home?
The mortgage lifter?
That's what I call him, all right. You see, in 10 days, Jonas has another match with Emily Taylor. Only she doesn't know about the mortgage lifter.
He's a regular eagle. He'll tear her bird apart.
Well, sure he will. And then we'll be rich. Because we'll have a big bet on him, you see?
Well, then why do we fish? Why don't we just bet?
Well, to bet you need money. Now, if we can catch 200 bonita a day, 10 francs apiece for 10 days, you see, now that'll make...
20,000 francs even.
That's what we have to pay Newton for gas.
Yeah. Lucky we had enough to start with. Once we bring in a haul, we'll...
Are. Straight ahead.
That's bonita. They're feeding on mullet.
Hey, look at them.
All right, everybody. Hey, poles and gas.
Gee, that's a big school.
Rue. Hey. Hey, what's the matter with the engine?
I don't know. He was working fine.
Well, take a look at the tank.
Come on, get her started, will you? The school's moving off. If we lose them now...
No use, Chester. We're out of gas.
Oh, out of gas? I could swear the tank was half full last night.
You mean someone took the gas?
Yeah. Who always takes it?
Jonas. I'll bet he drove over to see Emily Tao again.
Kapu, ever seen a fighting bird like that?
Oh, never in my life, Miss Emily. Does Jonas know he's from Australia?
If he did, he wouldn't go through with the fight. He's certainly going to get a surprise.
Emily! Emily, you home?
Kapu, quick, huh? Out the back way with that bird. Jonas mustn't see him.
I'll put him in the shed.
Emily, where are you?
In here, Jonas. Come in.
That's a fine way to receive a friend. Let me shout till I'm hoarse.
Saving your voice for something, Jonas? Going to propose to me again?
When you say again, it means I've proposed before, and I haven't.
Sit down and have a cold drink.
Thank you. Chester's back.
So I've heard. And like a turtle, I've heard he didn't come back very rich.
Oh, I wouldn't exactly say that.
Well, I know you didn't come here to talk about Chester. What's on your mind, Jonas?
Well, I suppose... You have your bird in training by this time.
Well, frankly, I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. He's in such bad condition.
Oh, dear me, mine too. My best bird's losing weight. I can't find out what's wrong with him.
Well, maybe we ought to call off the match.
Maybe we ought to.
Still, it would be such a pity.
Yeah. After all, we set the date.
Now, of course, if you want to cancel...
Oh, no. A bargain's a bargain. Mm. In fact, I'll even bet on my bird as much as if I had real faith in him.
And how much is that?
Well, let's say 10,000 francs.
That's a lot of money for a sick bird. Where'd you get it?
The bird?
No, the money.
Oh, well, I haven't exactly got it. I mean, not yet, but I will have it, Emily. The boys are going fishing every day. What's the matter? It's as good as cash, isn't it?
Just like a tuttle.
You mean it's no bet?
Now, Jonas, I can't put my money against something that doesn't exist.
Well, if the boys don't make that much, I'll give you my vanilla crop instead.
You know what you're saying?
It's worth at least 15,000 francs.
That's after the crop is harvested.
Now, Emily.
Oh, 10,000 and not a single franc more.
All right, it's a bet.
That's fine. Just so that the boys catch a lot of fish. Jonas, I hope they've got gas in the boat.
Well, of course, I took out a little to drive over here. I was expecting,
you're on your way to borrow from Dr. Blondin.
Well, as a matter of fact, Emily, I have been having some trouble with my toe.
Oh, naturally. Uh-huh. By the way, where did you say your bird came from?
I didn't. And yours?
I didn't either.
I
tell you, it's the only way, Dr. Blunden. Make Jonas Tuttle pay what he owes you.
Why are you so interested, Newton?
Well, you want the X-ray machine and the catalog, don't you? I could take your order if Jonas paid up.
Yes, but I'm afraid that's beyond any...
No, it isn't. You just turn his debt over to me. Have Jonas sign this mortgage on his property.
A mortgage? You know, land is a Tahitian's most sacred possession. If you take it away...
Who's taking it away? They can pay off the debt if they work a little, don't squander their money. Why, it's for their own good. You're ruining them, Doctor. Ruining the whole family.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I should... Yes? Oh, it's you, Jonas. Come in. Sit down.
Thank you, Doctor.
We were just talking about you, Jonas.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Knudsen.
Jonas, tell me something. Your boys are the best fishermen on the island. Everyone knows that. But what do you do with the fishing money? Where does it go?
I ask myself the same question, Doctor. It just goes, that's all.
Jonas, do you know how much money you owe me?
Well, I don't know offhand.
I can tell you. 17,965.
Oh, that's a lot of money. I was going to make a payment today, but the boys didn't get any fish. I promised, though, that...
Promises are all I've ever gotten.
Yes, I know, Doctor.
Look here. You want to pay this debt, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, the best way would be to sign this mortgage. Then you have 3 months to pay it all off.
That's a very good idea. I don't know why I didn't think of it myself. Oh, we can pay that easy if we get gas and the fish are running. Is this where I sign it, Mr. Knudsen?
Yes. Fine. Dr. Blunden, I believe I've done you both a great service.
Thank you, Mr. Knudsen. Good day.
Huh? Oh, yes. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, Jonas, anything else?
Well, yes. I'm a little worried, Doctor. It's my toe. It isn't functioning right. It just...
Yes, I see it's wiggling again. Just how much had you planned to ask for this time?
Well, you see, Doctor, we haven't any gas and... Well, I mean, it's...
Stop wiggling your toe. Jonas, you understand this is the last loan you'll ever get from me.
This is the last time, Doctor.
500 francs?
That'd be perfect.
Don't ask me why I gave them the money. Wasteful, lackadaisical, improvident. But maybe I loved them. Yes, and maybe I liked a good rooster fight, too. It was a big crowd that gathered that day when Emily and Jonas put on their match. And Jonas was in rare good humor, counting out his bets.
9,700, 9,800, 9,900, 10,000. There you are, Emily. 10,000 francs. The boys made that in 9 days fishing.
Well, I'm glad you have the cash, Jonas. Now I won't have to take your vanilla crop.
Oh, but Emily, I want to bet the vanilla crop, too.
Jonas wasn't the only one. All the Tuttles had caught the fever. All of them had something to bet.
Emily, 500 francs for my guitar.
It's a bet, Chester.
I have 3 suckling pigs.
100 francs.
My fishing rod.
My photograph.
I have an old suit.
Me, too. Emily, me, too. I've something to bet.
And so, at last, the bets were all placed, and they brought out the birds. The mortgage lifter first, a brute of a rooster, mean and big. And while the Tuttles beamed...
Jonas, that's no Tahiti bird!
I never said he was.
But then, Emily's bird, even bigger and meaner. And while the Tuttles stared...
Emily, that's no Tahiti bird.
I never said he was either!
Then the birds were in the ring, crouching beak to beak, their hackles raised. Then suddenly Emily's bird made his lunge. A shout from the crowd. Sudden laughter from the crowd. And then one of the birds was running away.
Uncle Chester, look! The mortgage lifter is running!
Oh, he didn't even try to fight.
We're a laughing stock.
Oh, Jonas. Jonas, I can't believe it.
Well, we must face it, Chester. This is the blackest day in the history of the Tuttles.
And that was Act One of The Tuttles of Tahiti with Charles Lawton, John Hall, Charles Bickford, and Florence Bates. We'll hear Act Two in just a moment. And while we're waiting for the curtain, let's enjoy some island music provided by Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiians. Thank you, Harry Owens. The curtain is now about to rise on the second act of the Trials and Tribulations of the Tuttles of Tahiti.
Well, the Tuttles had lost almost everything they owned. Everything but Bay Popo, the family home. And unless someone woke them to their danger, it seemed that they'd lose that, too. Next morning, I drove out to see them.
Hello, Dr. Blondin.
Oh, hello. That's all
right. I just thought I'd drop by. Well, Jonas?
I'm glad to see you, Dr. Blondin. My toe has been giving me trouble again.
I'm afraid I didn't come to see your toe. Hmm? Jonas, you can bet thousands of francs on a rooster fight, but you can't keep your promise to me.
But, Doctor, I figured on paying you this morning. Every last franc. Honest, I was never so sure of anything in my life.
Well, you can be sure of another thing, Jonas. I have very little money myself, and the mortgage you signed is out of my hand.
Mortgage? Jonas, have you mortgaged by Popo?
Oh, it's only temporary, Chester.
You mean we'll lose our home if we can't pay?
Now, Mama, we'll pay all right. 200 francs a week, that's just one good day's fishing. All we need is just, well,
Say it, Jonas. Don't wiggle your toe. Are you out of gas?
Well, if you put it that way, Doctor.
I am a fool, I suppose. But, well, all right. 500 francs. And this is the last.
Doctor, you'll see. They'll fish this time.
Oh, you bet we will. We're fishing for Vi Popo now.
I watched them take the launch out that morning. That afternoon, I heard the wind. Softly at first. Just a little murmur. And then stronger and stronger, until it was almost hurricane force. We in Tahiti respect the wind. We fear it, too. This time it blew for 2 days and 2 nights, and the Tuttle boys had not come home. That third morning, I was feeling none too sure myself, as I sat on the porch with Mama Ruo.
The boats went out to look. They've all come back. There's no hope now.
Those boys are good sailors, Mama Ruo. They've stayed out there overnight before.
2 days and 2 nights in a wind like that.
Where's Jonas?
Inside. He's been praying.
I wish there was something I
Jonas!
Could...
Jonas! Yes? Where are you?
Emily,
they're back, Jonas. Your boys are back.
Emily, they're safe.
Every one of them, the launch is back, and they just towed in a great big ship.
A ship?
It's the Charlotte, the one they thought they had sunk. They found her and they towed her in. Well, don't just stand there, Jonas. Get your car.
Yes, I must. I can't.
You can't? Of all the heartless, good for nothing.
Hold on, Emily. You don't understand. I think he just means he's out of gas.
Well, how do you like it, Jonas? She's ours.
But, Chester, you were out so long. Where did you get the gas to tow her in?
Right off the Charlotte. It was part of her cargo, 300 drums.
And you ought to see the other stuff.
Look what I found for you, Jonas. A brand new catalog. Now you don't have to read the old one anymore.
Hello, Mr. Knudsen.
Hello, Jonas. Looks like your boy's caught a mighty big fish.
Yes, Mr. Knudsen. I'm afraid we won't be buying any more gas from you. There's enough gas on this boat to last us a lifetime.
Sure. Only you can't touch it, Jonas.
Why not? It's ours. That's marine law. The boys found the ship and brought her in.
That's right. But they sold it to me, Jonas, for 400,000 francs.
400,000 francs?
That's the way I work. Here's your check right here.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Knudsen. Would it spoil the check if I folded it?
Do anything you wish. But if you want my advice, you'll take it straight to the bank.
Jonah, is he getting the money?
Yeah, yes, yes, Mama. Mr. Boulanger is getting it for me himself. He's the president. 18,960 francs.
Jonas, what are you going to do with all that money?
That's a secret, Emily.
No, it isn't. It's no secret to me. You'll spend it, that's what. And when you've spent this, you'll spend the rest. You'll go through your money like you go through your gas.
He's joking, Emily. This is to pay Dr. Blunden what we owe him.
Oh, but you can't pay him now. He was called away an hour ago. There's an epidemic among the river.
Jonas, what will we do?
Now, don't you worry, my mama. I'll keep it for him. I'll put it in a safe place, and we'll have it for him when he comes back.
Here you are, Mr. Tuttle. 18,960 in cash, and we've posted the balance to your account.
Thank you. But when can I have some money?
Anytime at all. You just write a check.
Write a check? What about the boys?
Well, we'll have them sign, too, for a joint account. Mm-hmm. Then, you see, they all write checks.
And they certainly did. They all wrote checks. They all wrote checks and threw the stubs away. And a tidal wave of Tuttle money rolled over the town. New furniture for the house, of course. So much that some of it had to stand outside. New suits and dresses, bought by the gross. New everything, all of the best, and more than a dozen families could use. A celebration, too, that lasted for weeks, and was at its height when they let her arrive.
Come on, read it, Jonas. What does it say?
Wait, it's from the bank. It says, your account is overdrawn to the sum of 8,000 francs. Kindly deposit this sum at once. It's a confounded nuisance, isn't it? Super!
Yes, Jonah?
Here, would you take this check down to the bank? They need another 8,000 francs.
How are you, Jonas?
Well, Mr. Knudsen, welcome to our celebration.
No, I'm afraid this is business, Jonas.
Oh?
You know your mortgage comes due tomorrow. Now it's pay up in full, or I'll have to foreclose.
Mr. Knudsen, I took that money from Dr. Blunden. I'll give it back to him when he comes home.
He is home. He got back this morning. It doesn't matter, Jonas, him or me, just so you pay.
Oh, I've got the money right here. Mama! Mama, where's my catalog? You know, my new one that Ricky brought to me? That's where I put Dr. Blunden's money. I thought I'd put it under...
Jonas.
Mama, you don't mean the catalog's gone?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, Jonas. Not since we burned up all our old stuff. Where will we go now? Where will we live? What will we have for food?
Oh, it's all my fault, really. I started it all.
No, Chester, I should have known better. Listen.
Over by the house.
It's the mortgage lifter. Look, he came home.
The mortgage lifter. Mama.
Yes?
I hope you like eagle for dinner, because that's what you're going to have.
Go get him, Jonas. Catch
Come Come on, he's under the porch. Grab him, grab him.
Don't let him.
If I ever get my hands on that bird, I'll...
Mama! Mama!
Jonas, what is it?
Away, Mama! Here, Tay, Tay, look. He led me to it. It's under the porch, the catalog, with all the money for Dr. Blondin.
Well, it's all there, Doctor, every single franc of it.
Jonas, I can't tell you how happy this makes me. Not for the money, for Mama Ruo and Bay Popo.
I knew you'd be glad, Doctor. Doctor, tell me. Mr. Knudsen didn't believe I'd lost the money.
I did.
Thank you, Doctor. I've borrowed money from you, and I haven't paid it back the way I should. But in all the years we've known each other, I've never lied to you.
Stop being a sentimental fool.
Well, I gotta be going. I guess we'll be having a little celebration at Vi Popo. If we can get some credit from the Chinaman.
Is the money all gone? Jonas. 400,000 francs.
I know, Doctor, we've been fools. But I guess the Tuttles were never made to have money. Just to have fun. You'll probably think we're crazy, you know, but when we found we hadn't any of it left, we were kind of relieved. Is that wrong, Doctor?
No one can answer that, Jonas. Are your boys fishing?
Well, they will be. I mean,
Jonas, you don't have to wiggle your toe. If you're out of gas...
Oh, no. Honest, Doctor, I couldn't accept another loan. I wouldn't want to start again. I...
500 francs. That's gas for 2 weeks.
Well, Doctor, if you insist...
I do insist.
All right then, Doctor, but really, really...
This is the last time.
And there is the final curtain on tonight's Frontline Theater production, The Tuttles of Tahiti, starring Charles Laughton, Florence Bates, Charles Bickford, and John Hall. Next week, Frontline Theater will present another radio play. And each week thereafter, you will hear radio versions of the best comedies, romances, dramas, and musicals with your favorite stars in the leading roles. If you have any special play you want to hear in future performances, just drop a line to Frontline Theater, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.